His address is 6900 Denton Highway. The Bible says in Romans 13:3, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. And I believe that all the authority has been given to this council and our law enforcement and our government by God. And I do not wish for anyone to be killed or to be murdered. Anything that someone says about that is lying about me or slandering me. In the state of Texas, there is the death penalty for certain crimes. I believe that. That is not an incitement to violence. I do believe from the 1600s, 1700s, and 1800s, if you study history, that homosexuality was a capital punishment in this country. I still believe that should be true today, and that is what the Bible says in Leviticus 20:13. If I believe the Bible, that is not a threat to this community or to the council members or to any person in this room that is willing to follow the laws of the land and the law of God. There are some laws right now that are being violated. Section 26.1.3 of Watauga's city ordinances does not permit anyone to be yelling, shouting, hooting, or disturbing the peace. And that's been happening right at our church. People are screaming death threats, all kinds of evil things to our children as they're trying to walk in. They are criminally trespassing. They've knocked down our signs. They're putting pentagrams. They're drawing them all over their parking lot. Our church windows have been vandalized and damaged and destroyed. And they're claiming that we are the ones causing problems in this city or causing problems at the area. I would ask the city council to refrain from entering into heckler's veto, where the government shuts down people's freedom of speech due to a bully or to a mob. And if you successfully do this, you will empower a mob, if you engage in this kind of activity, to heckle any business in this area. As you heard in the voicemail, they don't just hate me, they hate Christians. Their signs say God is a freak. They say that Jesus had two dads. They say that God is non-binary. This is not about Steadfast, it's about God.
All right, thank you. Philip Milstead.
Hello, City Council. My name is Philip Milstead. I'm here defending Steadfast Baptist Church's presence in the city of Watauga for the purpose of religious worship at 6900 Denton Highway in Watauga. And I just want to start out by reading Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 17 and 18, just to make it very clear about what we believe and about what we support. It says in verse 17, there shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel, nor a Sodomite, okay, of the sons of Israel. Thou shalt not bring the hire of a whore. Whore is not a bad word, amen, it's in the Bible. Hire of a whore or the price of a dog into the house of the Lord thy God for any vow, for even both these are abomination unto the Lord thy God. Notice how whore was used in verse 17 and verse 18, but in verse 18, the Bible switches sodomite for dog. Now, that's probably offensive to every sodomite in America, but you know what? It's in the Bible, and we can preach that. And God says that every sodomite in this room and in this country is a dog, and it's never been changed. And we have the authority and we have the right to preach the Bible without any apologizing whatsoever, without being shut down by the government or a mob of disgusting freaks who spew vile things at children and women at church. We should not be intimidated to attend church and worship the Bible and worship God and His Son, Jesus Christ. The city of Watauga and its police officers are allowing this community, this sodomite community, to intimidate church members from worshiping God the way He should be worshiped in truth. And if you don't do something, something will happen bad. I don't want something to happen. I don't want anybody to get hurt. But these people are violent. You've heard the voicemails. They want to hurt children and they want to hurt people. How do I know, or how does some unreasonable, or how do we not know that the person who left that voicemails is not in that crowd? How do I know that? That's a reasonable thing to come to, that person could be in that crowd right now who threatened our church and our children. We believe Leviticus 20:13. They deserve death.
Thank you.
Amen.
Kevin Day.